Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In 1876, entrepreneur Fred Harvey struck a deal with the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe to establish eating houses along the railroad's route to the west. The chain grew into 84 restaurants over time and flourished into the 1960s. One of the distinctive elements of the Harvey houses was, of course, the Harvey girls. Over 100,000 young women, ages 18 to 30, left home over the years and traveled west to serve as waitresses. A new documentary about them, The Harvey Girls, Opportunity Bound, will have public screenings in both Albuquerque and Santa Fe in the coming weeks. And on the phone with us is the L.A.-based director of the film, UNM alum Katrina Parks. Katrina, the Harvey Houses presented opportunities for young women at a time when there weren't a lot of options for them.
Yeah, that's certainly true. This was really a radical shift for women and an opportunity. The Fred Harvey Company placed ads in, you know, newspapers back east and in the Midwest, and that's how they started their recruitment process. There were so few opportunities for women at the time that when young women read this, you know, they were really excited and eager to be independent and to make money and send money back to their families.
And certainly during these years, it displayed a certain amount of courage for a young woman to travel this kind of distance.
Yeah, definitely. It's not uncommon among the women that I interviewed for them to not have been like more than 15 miles away from home when they got on the train to go west. So it was really a huge change for them and their families.
And we do get to hear from some of the Harvey girls themselves.
Yes, we do. I interviewed some of the last remaining Harvey girls who were in their, when I started the project, in their 80s, and when I finished the project, in their 90s. So that gives you a sense of how long I took to make the film. And I loved spending time with them and hearing their stories. You know, I'm just very thankful that they opened up to me.
You have lots of film experience producing, writing. You've worked for PBS, A&E, The Discovery, the History Channels. This is your first full-length directorial project. Why did you choose the Harvey Girls?
When I was at UNM, I worked for the artist Judy Chicago in a small railroad town called Boleyn. And in that town, there's a wonderful museum called the Boleyn Harvey House Museum, and that's where I first heard of the Harvey Girls. And I was shocked that I hadn't heard of them before and captivated and wanted to know more. And so I said, you know, someone should make a documentary film about them. Of course, no one stepped up over the years. And so I decided to do it.
Memories are fading now on the Harvey Girls. And in fact, quite a few of the restaurants themselves are no longer around.
Yes, definitely. But I think we've also been lucky in that, you know, in recent years, a lot of them are also coming back to life. I really enjoyed filming at La Posada, which is in Winslow, Arizona. La Fonda in Santa Fe was incredibly supportive to the project. And now the owner of La Posada in Winslow is restoring the Castaneda Hotel in Las Vegas. So that's very exciting to all of us fans of Fred Harvey and the Harvey Girls.
Katrina Parks is the director of The Harvey Girls, Opportunity Bound. The new documentary will screen at the Chemo Theater in Albuquerque on November 22nd and in Santa Fe at the New Mexico History Museum on December 7th. Discussions with experts will follow. For information on the film and the local screenings, visit harveygirlsdocumentary.com. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.